Today is the third day of August. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. Welcome to a brand new, shiny, sparkly week. So this will be the first full week that we go through in this eighth month of the year. And as we always do, we stand here together. It's like we're standing on a high rise, looking out over rolling hills. That's the way I picture it, because that's what I'm doing, looking out over the rolling hills of Tennessee. And it's out there for us. And we're walking into it because we can't do anything else but move forward. And there's a story to tell out there. Out there just beyond the trees. Over there on the distant peaks. And there's a story to tell as we walk toward all that. It's our life. The story of our life. And we're going to make choices this week. We're going to think about things. And we're going to have a choice about what we think about. And those things are going to form words. We're going to communicate things this week. And we're going to make decisions and choices. And we're going to take actions. And that is how the story gets told. And so often it's a reaction that gets to tell the story instead of being proactive about our actions in advance, by setting the posture of our heart in advance of anything that comes our way. And so, it's a new week. It's a new start. We get a lot of power to make a lot of choices. Let's choose well. And of course, one of the choices that we make is to show up here every day for each other, to open our hearts and allow the scriptures to be a part of the story. And that is wise. There is tremendous wisdom in that, because the Bible leads us into the depths of our own motives. And so, grateful to be able to take the next step forward. We're continuing our journey through 2 Chronicles. We will also complete Paul's letter to the Romans today. This week we will read from the New Living Translation. 2 Chronicles chapter 33, verse 14 through 34, verse 33 today. After this, Manasseh rebuilt the outer wall of the city of David, from west of the Gihon Spring in the Kidron Valley to the Fish Gate, and continuing around the hill of Ophel. He built the wall very high, and he stationed his military officers in all of the fortified towns of Judah. Manasseh also removed the foreign gods and the idol from the Lord's temple. He tore down all the altars he had built on the hill where the temple stood, and all the altars that were in Jerusalem, and he dumped them outside the city. Then he restored the altar of the Lord and sacrificed peace offerings and thanksgiving offerings on it. He also encouraged the people of Judah to worship the Lord, the God of Israel. However, the people still sacrificed at the pagan shrines, though only to the Lord their God. The rest of the events of Manasseh's reign, his prayer to God, and the words the seers spoke to him in the name of the Lord, the God of Israel, are recorded in the book of the kings of Israel. Manasseh's prayer, the account of the way God answered him, and an account of all his sins and unfaithfulness are recorded in the record of the seers. It includes a list of the locations where he built pagan shrines, and set up Asherah poles and idols before he humbled himself and repented. When Manasseh died, he was buried in his palace. Then his son Amon became the next king. Amon was 22 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 2 years. He did what was evil in the Lord's sight, just as his father Manasseh had done. He worshipped and sacrificed to all the idols his father had made. But unlike his father, he did not humble himself before the Lord. Instead, Amon sinned even more. Then Amon's own officials conspired against him and assassinated him in his palace. But the people of the land killed all those who had conspired against King Amon, and they made his son Josiah the next king. Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 31 years. He did what was pleasing in the Lord's sight, and followed the example of his ancestor David. He did not turn away from doing what was right. During the 8th year of his reign, while he was still young, Josiah began to seek the God of his ancestor David. Then, in the 12th year, he began to purify Judah and Jerusalem, destroying all the pagan shrines, the Asherah poles, and the carved idols and cast images. He ordered that the altars of Baal be demolished and that the incense altars which stood above them be broken down. He also made sure that the Asherah poles, the carved idols, and the cast images were smashed and scattered over the graves of those who had sacrificed to them. He burned the bones of the pagan priests on their own altars, and so he purified Judah and Jerusalem. He did the same thing in the towns of Manasseh, Ephraim, and Simeon, even as far as Naphtali, and in the regions all around them. He destroyed the pagan altars and the Asherah poles, and he crushed the idols into dust. He cut down all the incense altars throughout the land of Israel. Finally, he returned to Jerusalem. In the 18th year of his reign, after he had purified the land and the temple, Josiah appointed Shaphan, son of Azaliah, Maaseiah, the governor of Jerusalem, and Joah, son of Joahaz, the royal historian, to repair the temple of the Lord his God. They gave Hilkiah the high priest the money that had been collected by the Levites who served as gatekeepers at the temple of God. The gifts were brought by people from Manasseh, Ephraim, and from all the remnant of Israel, as well as from all Judah, Benjamin, and the people of Jerusalem. He entrusted the money to the men assigned to supervise the restoration of the Lord's temple. Then they paid the workers who did the repairs and renovation of the temple. They hired carpenters and builders who purchased finished stone for the walls and timber for the rafters and beams. They restored what earlier kings of Judah had allowed to fall into ruin. The workers served faithfully under the leadership of Jahath and Obadiah, Levites of the Merarite clan, and Zechariah and Meshulam, Levites of the Kohathite clan. Other Levites, all of whom were skilled musicians, were put in charge of the laborers of the various trades. Still others assisted as secretaries, officials, and gatekeepers. While they were bringing out the money collected at the Lord's temple, Hilkiah the priest found the book of the law of the Lord that was written by Moses. Hilkiah said to Shaphan, the court secretary, "I have found the book of the law in the Lord's temple." Then Hilkiah gave the scroll to Shaphan. Shaphan took the scroll to the king and reported, "Your officials are doing everything they were assigned to do. The money that was collected at the temple of the Lord has been turned over to the supervisors and workmen." Shaphan also told the king, "Hilkiah the priest has given me a scroll." So Shaphan read it to the king. When the king heard what was written in the law, he tore his clothes in despair. Then he gave these orders to Hilkiah, Ahikam son of Shaphan, Achbor son of Micaiah, Shaphan the court secretary, and Asaiah the king's personal advisor. Go to the temple and speak to the Lord for me, and for all the remnant of Israel and Judah. Inquire about the words written in the scroll that has been found. For the Lord's great anger has been poured out on us because our ancestors have not obeyed the word of the Lord. We have not been doing everything this scroll says we must do. So Hilkiah and the other men went to the new quarter of Jerusalem to consult with the prophet Huldah. She was the wife of Shallum, son of Tikva, son of Harhaz, the keeper of the temple wardrobe. She said to them, "The Lord, the God of Israel, has spoken. Go back and tell the man who sent you, 'This is what the Lord says. I am going to bring disaster on this city and its people. All the curses written in the scroll that was read to the king of Judah will come true. For my people have abandoned me and offered sacrifices to pagan gods, and I am very angry with them for everything they have done. My anger will be poured out on this place, and it will not be quenched. But go to the king of Judah, who sent you to seek the Lord, and tell him, 'This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says concerning the message you have just heard. You were sorry and humbled yourself before God when you heard his words against this city and its people. You humbled yourself and tore your clothing in despair and wept before me in repentance. And I have indeed heard you, says the Lord. So I will not send the promised disaster until after you have died and been buried in peace. You yourself will not see the disaster I am going to bring on this city and its people.' So they took her message back to the king. Then the king summoned all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem, and the king went up to the temple of the Lord with all the people of Judah and Jerusalem, along with the priests and the Levites, all the people from the greatest to the least. There the king read to them the entire book of the covenant that had been found in the Lord's temple. The king took his place of authority beside the pillar and renewed the covenant in the Lord's presence. He pledged to obey the Lord by keeping all his commands, laws, and decrees with all his heart and soul. He promised to obey all the terms of the covenant that were written in the scroll, and he required everyone in Jerusalem and the people of Benjamin to make a similar pledge. The people of Jerusalem did so, renewing their covenant with God, the God of their ancestors. So Josiah removed all detestable idols from the entire land of Israel and required everyone to worship the Lord their God. And throughout the rest of his lifetime, they did not turn away from the Lord, the God of their ancestors. Romans 16, 10 through 27. Greet Apelles, a good man whom Christ approves, and give my greetings to the believers from the household of Aristobulus. Greet Herodian, my fellow Jew. Greet the Lord's people from the household of Narcissus. Give my greetings to Tryphena and Tryphosa, the Lord's workers, and to dear Persis, who has worked so hard for the Lord. Greet Rufus, whom the Lord picked out to be his very own, and also his dear mother, who has been a mother to me. Give my greetings to Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobus, Hermas, and the brothers and sisters who meet with them. Give my greetings to Philegus, Julia, Nereus, and his sister, and to Olympus, and all the believers who meet with them. Greet each other with a sacred kiss. all the churches of Christ send you their greetings. And now, I make one more appeal, my dear brothers and sisters. Watch out for people who cause divisions and upset people's faith by teaching things contrary to what you have been taught. Stay away from them. Such people are not serving Christ our Lord. They are serving their own personal interests. By smooth talk and glowing words, they deceive innocent people. But everyone knows that you are obedient to the Lord. This makes me very happy. I want you to be wise in doing right and to stay innocent of any wrong. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. May the grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Timothy, my fellow worker, sends you his greetings, as do Lucius, Jason, and Sosipater, my fellow Jews. I, Tertius, the one writing this letter for Paul, send my greetings too, as one of the Lord's followers. Gaius says hello to you. He is my host and also serves as host to the whole church. Erastus, the city treasurer, sends you his greetings, and so does our brother Quartus. Now, all glory to God, who is able to make you strong, just as my good news says. This message about Jesus Christ has revealed his plan for you Gentiles, a plan kept secret from the beginning of time. But now, as the prophets foretold and as the eternal God has commanded, this message is made known to all Gentiles everywhere, so that they too might believe and obey him. All glory to the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, forever. Amen. Psalm 26, a Psalm of David. Declare me innocent, O Lord, for I have acted with integrity. I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Put me on trial, Lord, and cross-examine me. Test my motives and my heart. For I am always aware of your unfailing love, and I have lived according to your truth. I do not spend time with liars or go along with hypocrites. I hate the gatherings of those who do evil, and I refuse to join in with the wicked. I wash my hands to declare my innocence. I come to your altar, O Lord, singing a song of thanksgiving and telling of all your wonders. I love your sanctuary, Lord, the place where your glorious presence dwells. Don't let me suffer the fate of sinners. Don't condemn me along with murderers. Their hands are dirty with evil schemes and they constantly take bribes. But I am not like that. I live with integrity, so redeem me and show me mercy. Now I stand on solid ground and I will publicly praise the Lord. Proverbs 20:19. A gossip goes around telling secrets. So don't hang around with chatterers. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. We thank you for bringing us into this shiny, sparkling new week. And we thank you for bringing us through Paul's letter to the Romans, which is pretty epic. It unpacks a lot of things that we have come to believe. We pray that, Holy Spirit, you would plant them into the soil of our lives in practical ways that affect the way we make our choices and conduct ourselves. And we come into this week with a proverb sitting right in front of us because it is so powerfully important. A gossip goes around telling secrets. Don't hang around with chatterers. Yeah, that could not possibly be more relevant to our lives today. And so may we consider whether that is describing us. Are we going around telling, keeping, peddling, distributing secrets? Are we chatterers? Or are we surrounded by them and somehow feel as if we can trust them and as if they are safe when there is nothing safe about gossip? It creates a fake and false sense of intimacy and belonging that is not real and is absolutely and utterly destructive on all levels. So may that not be true of us, and may we be willing to walk away from situations and even people that are not safe because of this. This is kind of big, kind of heavy here, as it just kind of drops into our lap at the end of all that we're reading. And yet, that is how Proverbs works. That is a single sentence that says a library of experience. A gossip goes around telling secrets. So don't hang around with chatterers. This is wisdom. May we heed it. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Kay from Ohio. I didn't catch your name. There's a woman who always calls and prays over the businesses. I do not have a business of my own, but I do pray along with you and for all of you who have a business. And I pray that you grow in abundance and that you don't miss not one God moment looking for something else. Whatever package you thought it was going to come in, open up your mind so that whatever comes, you can be grateful for everything, no matter how small it is. No matter how late in our timing it is, that you can be grateful and that you can honor God with your praise. So might I dare you to worship him and praise him in advance for what is coming and for every single thing that he's holding back, that it will not damage you. It will not harm you. It will not overtake you. Even the days you feel like you barely have your head above water, the waters are receding. Hear the Lord, the waters are receding. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fret because it's not of God anymore. Tell the devil to back up. I'm trusting God this time. And to the woman who's calling in for Annabelle, we rebuke every thought and send it back to the pits of hell so that Annabelle can be free in God. Amen.
Hi, this is Tammy calling from the Central Coast of California. Today is July 28th. And family, I have a praise report. Yesterday, we were having a gathering for my mom's birthday. and my son, Ian, and his wife, Rebecca, and my grandson, Christian, my daughter, Brooke. You guys have prayed for all of my children and my grandson that was in the NICU. I was listening to the Daily Audio Bible. Christian was a bit fussy, and so I'd come in the house and was just consoling him and patting his little back, and he was sitting on my lap, and at the end, the prayers came on, and Dwayne from Wisconsin called in for a prayer for my grandson. My aunt, Loretta, had called in and requested prayer for him. And as I'm holding Christian, Dwayne, Wisconsin, was praying for him, my healthy, beautiful grandson. And I just say yes and amen to those prayers, that Christian will walk in the knowledge and grace of God, our Father. Thank you, family. This is just such a beautiful community, and I'm so privileged and honored to be a part of it. God bless you. Make it a great day.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. Wanted to call in a prayer request for my son. He does welding, and he works the weekend shift and is off for the week. And we have a wedding coming up Saturday. His first cousin, my nephew Caleb. So we're excited for that. But anyway, he took out his contacts yesterday in his left eye. He had a lot of irritation, and then the pain just kept getting worse. He went to his eye doctor here locally, and they said it had cuts on the eye. And so he's doing some special steroid drops. He has to go back today. I just ask that you pray for him, and that the drops have improved and everything's healing and nothing else is required. He does wear contacts and safety glasses at work. He didn't know anything about an instance, so I'm not sure what this is. But we sure would appreciate your prayers. Thank you, DAB family. I love you all.
Hey guys, it's your Eyes of a Dove. Well, I'm calling with a sad heart. My middle child, Rylan, he's 17, and we've had quite a 17 years of a lot of struggle and a lot of disobedience and a lot of pain and fear and bitterness over my divorce with his dad many, many, many years ago. And his struggle with his stepdad. It got better. They were working together, and then Rylan wanted more money, and then Rylan wasn't working really and fighting with the other employees. And anyways, last couple years he said that he was gonna move out before he was 18. He was gonna legally emancipate himself, and I was no, you know. And finally I said, okay, we'll do a soft move out to your dad's property. You gotta have a job, a car, a diploma. So he graduated early, got all the elements, and then just stopped. He just wouldn't try to do anything except attack and be bitter. And then everything I tried, it was hurt and pain back in our house. Just such a deep pain. And last night he really hit it with a bitter blow on my birthday. It just really hurt. Anyways, I called my mom. She lives just right down the street, and they have a wonderful relationship and looking to let him live there for the next year till he's 18, just to give him some healing between the two of us. And he took it hard. He spent the night at his dad's property last night, and he's feeling rejected. Can you just pray for our situation? Pray for my dear son, that he would know I love him. We can transition, okay?
Hi, DAB family. This is Aussie Bear in Australia. I just wanted to just share a little something with you. I do volunteer work at an aged care facility, and we have a new resident who arrived in just the last week. And I went and visited her and introduced myself for the first time yesterday. And her name is Kath. And I spent about half an hour with her, and we were just chatting. And she shared with me that she lost her husband of 66 years just under a year ago. And she got very emotional. And so, you know, she's still feeling the loss of her life partner. And I just wanted to just to pray for her. And so, loving Father, I just ask for your comfort and blessing over Kath. Please help her to continue the grieving process, because everybody grieves differently and everybody grieves for a different length of time. And show her that it's okay, even if people are telling her, which they are, telling her that, you know, it's been long enough now. It's 66 years with somebody as your life partner. You're going to grieve. You're going to continue to grieve for days and months and years to come. So just, Lord, I ask that you would give her peace of mind to know that she doesn't need to worry about what other people think, that she can grieve in her own way. And give her your comfort, Lord, and wrap her in your arms. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, this is Waterman from Portugal. I'm a husband and a father doing my best to provide and protect. In the valley of loss and lack, I've clung to the promise of Joel 2:25 since November 2024. I've faced financial ruin, health scares, including a small nodule in my left lung that needs follow-up, but it remains unexamined due to the cost and strain on my marriage. I've done all that I know to do, but the breakthrough hasn't come through yet, and my family of four is depending on God's mercy. And I ask you to lift us up in prayer, that the Lord would restore every stolen season, bring restoration, bring healing, and open doors that no man can shut. I still believe. My family still believes. Please believe with me. I thank you so much. I'm very grateful for your prayers. God bless you all.